It was an occasion marked by prayer, speeches, and a real sense of community. From humble beginnings over 3 decades ago, where only a handful of people turned out, to now thousands in London's Marble Arch, Arba'in 2013 has gone from strength to strength.
I want this Arba'in procession to be there when I'm gone. My children are gone, my grandchildren are gone, but Arba'in should be there.
Arba'in marks the 40th day since the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein and his 72 companions were martyred during the Battle of Karbala. But London is one of the final places to hold its commemorative procession. As always, for logistical reasons, the UK event falls on the first Sunday after Arba'in. Participants come from across the country to take part in the commemoration ceremony.
We have come all the way from Glasgow, Scotland. We represent the Baig family. We have been in Glasgow since 1947, and we've been propagating the religion of Muhammad Ali Muhammad since 1947. And we have come over 100 Mu'mineen for the procession of Imam Hussein Arba'in.
From extremely humble beginnings to the procession you see behind me, Arba'in 2013 is bigger and better. And as the procession winds its way through the middle of central London, organizers are at pains to point out just how much has been invested in ensuring that this is a truly inclusive event.
We have got a different kind of people like Pakistanis, Indians, subcontinent, Iranians, Arabs, almost all they come together. End of the day, all of them are believing in Hussein, all of them believe in Islam, and we don't feel that any kind of racial profile here. Everyone is equal to each other, and we welcome everyone.
For the thousands who mark the event of Arba'in in the UK, the spirit of one of Islam's most revered figures is alive and thriving. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.